are at due to easy egress onto the freeways. And I guess what I would propose, because I know you need solutions, not just knows why things won't work, I would ask for more time and comment. My company and a few other companies I've heard mentioned have the technology and the resources available through GPS to track our actual time in Portland. But I also feel for a lot of my peers that have smaller companies that don't have resources and that technology, they can't do that yet. And so I think maybe with some collaboration, we could find a solution that might be more fair. The other point that I wanted to make was about the appeal process. I can just see, and I appreciate the mention of an appeal process, but I feel like if this can be more well thought out on the front side, the appeal process won't be so muddy. I can see carriers standing in line with multiple issues trying to appeal, and that doesn't do the city any good with that revenue tied up or not yet paid or having to refund.
Mr. Lawrence, I just want to say that anything we pass can be changed. I mean, I think that it's very important, as we're asking, that we pass something to make it clear that we expect heavy trucks to pay a share of the cost. And I think that this is the best option we've come up with after a number of months of looking at it. But if in the future somebody comes up with another mechanism that seems better, I, for one, would have no problem considering it and altering this ordinance.
I appreciate that, Commissioner. I think speaking for our industry, our concern is, and it was brought up before, that once something starts going, it's hard to change or undo. And I'm not sure if you're aware of the changes going on in the state of California, but every major national carrier operating in the state of California now is placing a per shipment surcharge because it's becoming so expensive to do business in the state of California. And our company might be challenged with having to consider that same thing for shipments delivering in or out of the city of Portland. And that's going to place a burden on the people that ship goods and services within the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for this opportunity. Jim Johnson. I'm from Woodland Truck Line. It's a known fact that our country is in need of family wage jobs, and usually means manufacturing and distribution jobs. Every time you increase the tax on service providers that provide service for such firms, you're hurting the creation and retention of those kinds of jobs. This proposed tax is one of those taxes. First, it hurts the trucking company by having to pay the tax, but all taxes will affect the price of their service. You're probably thinking that this amount is so small that it will not make any difference. But I can tell you, it is not the large cost items that hurt companies, because those costs they know they need to cover. It is the many, many, many costs, small costs, that turn a profit into a loss. We're located in Woodland, Washington, and our service area is Washington, Oregon, British Columbia, and part of Idaho. We're not a large user of streets in Portland. Therefore, the cost to ship in raw materials and ship out finished goods will increase, making Oregon and Washington businesses less competitive in the world market. It is true our roads are in need of repair. However, I believe we would have that money for repair if less was diverted to mass transit and other uses. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
The next three are Ron Bowers, Keith Wilson, and Shelley Beauchart.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. My name is Keith Wilson. I'm the owner and operator of Titan Freight Systems. And so I was going to say I'm uniquely qualified, but I have a lot of peers, and I'm from Portland. I grew up in Portland. Our company began in Portland. And I just want to speak to the fairness of the tax. I've heard a lot of perfect and or we must have something, and perfect is something that's not going to be achievable. I'm a supporter of the gas tax, no doubt. as a user of the road from the roads. It's fair, it's equitable, there's no doubt about it. But with the weight mile surcharge, we began 50 years ago, and I needed this tax 50 years ago because as a small carrier, it would have unfairly burdened the larger carriers, my competitors. As a mid-sized carrier now, who've grown throughout Oregon and Washington, anybody who's short-haul based in a more local has an unfair advantage over Titan now. So while we've grown, for sure, this tax is going to put a burden on us versus a smaller carrier who's in the market, and that's really not what it's designed. I'm all for taxes, no doubt, because as long as they're fairly assigned across a large platform, I think it's great. When you, and you've made some great decisions here, the sick pay, it was for the hours worked in Portland. While I'm based in Milwaukee, I'm all for that because I calculated the hours based in Portland. It's assigned. It's fair. If a competitor is working in Portland, it's fair. This is uncompetitive. It puts me in an uncompetitive position with a peer. Thank you.
What would you think might be fair?
The other larger carriers had mentioned they all have GPS, and they do. The smaller carriers are mandated to have GPS by January 1st of 2018. And I know you're looking for revenue streams today, but this is not fair. So we know that each truck federally is mandated in an interstate environment to have ELDs, electronic logging devices, January 1st, 2018. Then you essentially say, well, it's the miles you drive in Portland are taxed. That's fair. You cannot find a more user-based tax than that. I know the need is now, the gas tax. I hope it passes. I know you may have something up your sleeve if it doesn't, and come to it because I'll be your supporter, no doubt. But on this one, I've never appeared before. I'm not here on behalf of the Trucking Association, so there's no political agenda. It's just the perfect is elusive, but this is neither perfect nor right, and I know you have to be challenged with that every day.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Welcome.
Mayor, commissioners, my name is Ron Bowers. I'm from down South Willamette Valley. Have a small company. We drove 979,832 miles last year, 633,126 in the state of Oregon. Less than one half of 1% of our miles are in Portland. So, you know, I paid $103,654.78 for the privilege of driving on state highways. You're going to add $2,902.33. And I don't use that much Portland Road. We do utilize it. We appreciate it, you know, as does the general public, because we deliver a product they want. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the precision. Welcome.
Thank you. Mayor Hills, commissioners. Listening here today, I'm going to call myself a baby. We've only been trucking since 1983, and I'm also a baby in size compared to some of these trucking companies. We have 34 trucks. I'm a third-generation grass seed.
Put your name in the record, too.
Oh, sorry. Shelley Bossart with Bossart Trucking. Second generation in the trucking industry, third-generation grass seed farmer. We're really close to Mr. Bowers here, actually. And we truck agricultural products for shipments both locally and internationally. We use the ports of Portland, Tacoma, and Seattle, more so now Tacoma and Seattle, unfortunately, with some of the issues we've had here at Terminal 6 in the last couple years. We don't see that taxing trucks who utilize Portland roads as being fair, which you've heard many before me. We travel mostly to Northwest Container. We deliver some wheat to the terminal in the Port of Portland, and every once in a while we go to Terminal 6 with Westwood coming in or Con Global. We literally use 5 miles every trip, and that's it. We are one of the smaller companies that have been referenced before that we don't have GPS yet in our trucks. We will be getting it soon, and you mentioned the mandate that will be coming up. As I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I've only known about this since Monday as well, possibly that could be an incentive to get GPS sooner. That could possibly be an option for you guys. We currently pay a weight mile tax to ODOT of an estimated $72,000 annually. That's very small comparatively, but like somebody else said before, every penny counts. We pay additionally because we don't have that container service here in Portland. We pay additionally because of some of the mandates we've gotten, regulation over the last couple years. And so it's been a real hardship on us. Most importantly, it's not fair to put the burden on heavy vehicles if the gas tax measure addressing light vehicles does not pass. I overhear you guys saying corresponding fair share. I appreciate you taking those words into account, that fair share. We do a lot of trucking throughout. We do a lot of trucking in the agricultural industry, which I feel has been under attack in this state, and this is just one more burden that would be put on us, and wanted to bring that to your attention, so thank you.
Thank you all very much.
The last person I show is Bob Short.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Short. I am a member of the Portland Freight Committee and was on the heavy vehicle use task force that debated over this. I am basically today speaking on my own behalf. And I don't want to repeat a lot of the testimony that's been heard before. I could tell other stories, but there's no point. I'd just like to offer a couple of suggestions. I don't know if it's possible to implement this or not. I appreciate Commissioner Novick taking this issue on head on. I mean, it's been kind of whispered about in for some years is that we need some way to address Portland's street maintenance problem.
Ed knows the whispering. There's been more shouting than whispering. Well, go ahead.
Well, Commissioner, nobody's gotten as far as Commissioner Novick has, and I think he deserves a great deal of credit for getting it this far down the road, and I appreciate the work, particularly Ken Lee and Mark Lear, city staff, working with the Freight Committee and trying to come up with some reasonable way to include the heavy truck component. I am in favor of the gas tax. I'm in favor of heavy trucks paying their share, but I don't think this gets us there. What I would like to suggest to council is that if there's a way to amend this to at least put the mandate that Commissioner Novick mentioned about putting an appeals process in the system, so that it's actually in the ordinance that there will be an appeals process established. The second thing I'd like to see, I understand the political reality of it and that you feel the need to vote now, is some way, if you can't delay the vote until after we know about the gas tax, at least perhaps put a clause in there that delays implementation until there is a light vehicle mechanism in place. And that's about all I have to say. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else wants to speak on this item? And then questions?
So I guess I have a question. So why don't we put in the ordinance that there will be an appeal process per rules promulgated by the Revenue Division?
I don't think we know at this point exactly how that would work. I mean, we don't know what information is going to be available for people to present to prove that they only spend a few miles on Portland roads, given that not everybody has GPS. So we're asking Revenue to work with the industry to figure that out. But
it is our intent to have an appeals process.
It is our intent to have an appeals process if one is practicable.
How about we add something in the now, therefore, the council directs? I understand, Commissioner Novick, your point that we don't want to provide further opposition we don't want to influence the gas tax vote. So what if we put in an F? If the gas tax passes, this ordinance will be revisited to look at factors, including a potential appeals process. So we have heard some compelling testimony today that might be other ways of doing things. We want to provide some incentive to get the gas tax passed and fix it afterwards.
Well, I would want to look at an appeals tax regardless of whether the gas tax passed. I have no objection to what you said, but it wouldn't be, I just want to make it clear that even if the gas tax does not pass, I would still like to figure out if we can do a reasonable appeals process.
I'm going to help you out here, Commissioner.
I appreciate that. So I would have no objection to that amendment.
Yeah, I share that. I the interest in that, Steve. I think it's, I think your point, your fundamental point is sound, which is we need to make it clear that we're going to tax heavy trucks, particularly since there are some who are arguing against the gas tax on the grounds that it might not. So that needs to be clearly established. I've certainly heard some thoughtful testimony here today, and am intrigued particularly by this electronic logging device threshold that's going to come along a couple years from now. Seems to me that might be another opportunity for revision or for refinement of the approach, you know, down the line.
And I actually would be happy to add some language saying it is our intent to reevaluate this tax once all trucks, heavy trucks, have GPS devices.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of experimentation about that idea with respect to private cars, and there was even a pilot project with ODOT, but we seem to be still some distance from the day when we start charging by the mile for ordinary citizens using the road system. But it sounds like the trucking industry is going to have ubiquitous data pretty soon. We're in a smart cities challenge with the US DOT about how to use technology to make the transportation system more equitable and transparent. So hopefully we win that contest, and this would be one more way in which we could try to, you know, work with a part of the business community that's going to be adopting technology. So I'm really interested in that. So I guess I would reassure people that, you know, maybe the federal government and the state government are kind of slow to change things, but we actually do revise things around here fairly often when there's some new information or there's, you know, there's a better way to do it. So I would be open to trying to have those kinds of windows open in this later on.
I think what we're trying to do here is be clear that we do want this something to be passed so that it's clear we're hoping that everybody will be paying their fair share. What if we added an F that said after May 17th, 2016, this ordinance will be revisited and potentially refined?
I think that that's way too open-ended.
All right.
I think that suggests that we might just forget the whole thing.
Not unless we vote to forget the whole thing.
I don't have any interest in that, but I do have an interest in tuning it. Well, I mean, that possibility exists regardless of what's in the language of the ordinance, so I get that. Okay.
I actually want to ask Mark Lear if we were going to add language saying it is the intent of council to reevaluate this tax once all affected trucks are equipped with GPS devices, where would you add that language?
I might need help from revenue on that one. Scott, do you want to?
Yeah,
you just put a report back to council in 2018 regarding additional refinements.
Yeah. Scott Carter with the revenue division. I would probably just add it at the end in number 5 at the end of the proposed language.
I don't think it's
that critical where it ends up, but I think that, to me, that seems like the most logical place for it.
Sorry, I'm not sure if I know where you're referring to.
Exhibit A.
Yep, Exhibit A.
Oh,
it goes to the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want that in the code. I don't think you put a direction to the Bureau to revisit it in the code. I think it would go in the
I think you put it up in the findings or the direction. Now, council directs.
How about?
Just add an F?
Yeah, I think that's, if we're going to put some instructions into the ordinance, that would, to me, be the place to put it.
And you could put there, PBOT will return to council with an appeals process and adding GPB went and further refinements after GPS is available, something like that.
I think they're two separate things. I think that we could say that as of X date, Revenue and PBOT will report to council on their exploration of an appeals process. Say, do that by ask for a report at least on August 1st.
Okay.
So by August 1st, Revenue and PBOT will report back to council on their exploration of a possible appeals process.
Yes.
Commissioner, if you were to do that, I would recommend that that be put in as Directive F in right. the ordinance.
Yes, right. Exactly.
That's where I'm writing it down.
And then Directive G would be Council instructs PBOT and Revenue to explore the possibility of changing this tax if and when all affected vehicles are equipped with GPS devices.
Second.
Okay, I'm writing down my sense of that. So Mother F would be by August 1st, the Revenue Bureau and PBOT will report back to council with findings about a possible appeals process. And G would be that council directs PBOT to return to council with possible revisions to the ordinance based on the implementation of universal GPS in the trucking industry.
What did I say?
I think you had it better. Sorry. And G, you had better language than I had. Somebody try it again, Steve. Sorry. Council directs PBOT to.
I think you'd started, Commissioner, with after GPS devices have been implemented in all vehicles that we would return to council.
Okay.
PBOT and Revenue will return with council with any recommendations as to whether that should result in a change in the tax.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so Commissioner Novick moves those amendments and Commissioner Fritz seconds them. Further discussion of those amendments to the now, therefore, the council directs portion of the ordinance. Okay, let's vote on those two amendments together, please.
Holtzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, I think that's helpful. Is that clear enough for you? Okay. So this doesn't get voted on today. It comes back for second meeting.
I did want to explore with my colleagues. I mean, I still very much believe that this should be enacted contingent upon voter approval of the 10-cent temporary gas tax. So does anybody have any interest in seconding that amendment?
I don't, especially if they're coming back by August 1st. So I think that
strikes me as being fair.
I think we need to make it clear that we're moving forward and we hope that the gas tax passes. Okay, so no further amendments. Then, again, this is the public hearing portion of this. This will come back for council action next week. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner.